got a new open. Oh, it's time for the best damn show on the radio. Let's get this. Last resort, do-do-do-do-do-do. Last resort, do-do-do-do-do-do. Last resort, do-do-do-do-do-do. Last resort. Owen and Bruce, do-do-do-do-do-do. Owen and Bruce, do-do-do-do-do-do. Owen and Bruce, do-do-do-do-do-do. Owen and Bruce. Noon to three, do-do-do-do-do-do. Noon to three, do-do-do-do-do-do. Noon to three, do-do-do-do-do-do. Noon to three. They're not bad, do 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 to do. They're not bad, do 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 to do. They're not bad, do 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 to do. They're not bad. It's dry dock, do 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 to do. It's dry dock, do 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 to do. It's dry dock, do 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 to do. It's dry dock. Talking stars, do 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 to do. Talking stars, do 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 to do. Talking stars, do 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 to do. Talking stars. Let's speed it up. Do 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 Julie Dobbs, do 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 Julie Dobbs, do 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 Julie Dobbs. Last resort, do 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 do. Last resort, do 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 do. Last resort, do 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 do. Last resort. Start the show, do 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 do. Start the show, do 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 do. Start the show, do 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 do. Start the show. Woo! There's your new open.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I'm done for the day. I'll see you guys later.
Mino.
Drop the mic.
You've done enough work today.
You know, I don't
I'm going to go drink. It's my Friday.
I'm trying to get the tears of laughter out of my eyes right now. That was incredible. Welcome to The Last Resort, episode 3.
How do we talk? Can we just go to a break now?
How do we go to episode 4?
How do we top that?
Unbelievable. Julie, we did not have this yesterday.
I'm setting the bar for you guys. Now you guys have to.
The bar is high. The bar is very high today now.
I'll tell you what, Matt Birmingham's going to be thrilled that his initial trolling of us with Baby Shark versions against the Sharks on their last road trip has turned into this.
Well, last night he emailed me an open, and it was basically that. And then I was like, oh, you must have talked to Mino, because he had something pretty similar. And he's like, actually, I just now talked to him. We apparently just did the same thing.
Wow. So there's another
He's got one. It's the exact same thing.
Is it with, with Ham's vocals?
Yeah, hold on. Let me pull it over here.
My goodness. Who knew that the creative juices flowing here at the Ticket were going to inspire such artwork?
You know, I feel like we've sort of arrived. We mixed with the Hall of Fame, Norm Hitzkiss. We have an actual real live... Julie Dobbs, a real ticker person.
I'm alive.
That was my favorite line of the song. It's just Julie Dobbs. Just Julie Dobbs.
But he sped it up.
I was like, oh, Julie's in. I can put a Julie line in here.
All right. You want to listen to Matt's?
Sure. Yes. Why not? This is going to haunt me now, this song.
It hasn't already.
It has, but it's become funny now. He went with the symphonic version.
Last resort, do 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 do. Last resort, do 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 do. Last resort, do 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 do. Last resort. Owen and Bruce, do do.
Same line,
same thing.
Owen and Bruce, do 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 do.
He's not afraid to go to the higher registers.
Owen and Bruce. Last resort, do 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 do. With Owen and Bruce, do 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 do. Last resort, do 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 do. With Owen and Bruce.
Struggling with
it. Last resort, do 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 do. With Owen and Bruce.
Wow, we got a. He has a chorus.
Last resort, like, yeah.
And show starts. Welcome to The Last Resort.
So, I already
this
have.
This was better produced.
So, one of my neighbors is a huge P1. He already texted me and said, Mino's open is gold, and it should be our show open from now on.
I got it marked.
Did
and
we
it
get
will
it recorded?
Be. Oh, yeah.
Okay. The only question is, do we try to get a Papa Roach cover?
That's exactly
it's
what
in
I
the
was
works. That.
We're,
it's in the works.
Okay. We're working on
so
here's Baby Shark.
Does our bit then become a different open every show? Because obviously that's a challenge in the long run. But if we only
versions.
Have two or three shows a year, it's not as overwhelming as 5 days a week.
Well, we'll see if I can get you a Papa Roach Baby Shark by Monday.
There we go.
This is my Baby Shark.
what you got to remember is the basis of this show is that
my face
they
hurts
can't
right now.
Find anyone else. So it's not like we're going to be doing this 30 times a year.
Well,
I mean,
if you guys keep doing that, there is going to be a grassroots clamoring for more of that.
Yeah, you just need like three or four different ones, and then you just every year you got a fresh one every show.
It'd become hard to top every time. I think
has someone started the internet petition to make the Last Resort more than four times a year?
Well, we will hit four on New Year's Eve,
right? You know, so
and there won't be five in 2018,
right? No.
Unless they ask us to do double duty, which hasn't come through the pipeline yet. But hey, we like normal with awkward social interactions, we have forgotten the introduction. So let's welcome in our crack crew. And we have to start with our newest member today. It's Julie Dobbs on tickers.
Yay.
And I found out a couple of weeks ago that Julie was actually going to be here and not on vacation. She's not working on Monday. So we get a for one day only type performance from our former Stars colleague.
Yes, I know. I've missed you guys.
You know what's weird though?
It's fun to hear you on the ticket though.
I can only see your eyes and your hair.
You can, yeah.
Yeah, you gotta.
What do you think?
Can you scoot the chair up a little bit? It's freaky out. It's freaking me out.
See, I've got a better angle. I can see below the nose.
You can see below the nose.
Yes.
So her lips are actually moving while she's talking.
I can't confirm that from my angle.
This is what it's like, you guys. Yeah. This is doing radio.
It is.
I can only see the top of your head.
And too. Julie probably loves the chance to just relax on certain days and not have to always do the TV prep.
Yes.
I just roll out of bed.
I look like crap. These people probably are like,
no.
This girl.
You still raise the quotient here at the ticket, so that's not a problem.
Julie, you can look like crap and still be in the top three good-looking people on this radio station.
Well, thanks, Bruce.
I think that's underselling it, but that's okay.
Top two?
At least. Julie's here. We have our crack team on the fishbowl. We have Travis Mejia as our producer.
Hey.
And we have I was going to call Julie the Milanese Nightingale, but clearly our soprano is David Meyer.
I'm glad Bruce didn't get sick again. What was the issue? What was that called again?
Diverticulitis.
I was going to put diverticulitis in my song, but it didn't really fit the rhythm.
It is a tough word to rhyme.
Diverticulitis. Yeah, it doesn't really fit.
I'd prefer that to be in the rearview mirror and never be talked of again.
We already have requests on Twitter for us to make that our show open for Stars broadcast now.
Please. All right. Dear God.
You should just mix it in randomly every once in a while.
You know what? When the Stars go on the West Coast and we're doing
Stars After Dark,
Stars post game at 2 in the morning, we can slip that one in and no one really notice.
That 100% is your open for Stars After Dark now.
By the way, fellas, we have altered our plans a little bit for Monday. It's the same thing, but we're making it bigger. Julie's not going to be here, but she might want to come in because Bruce and I have decided not to do a hockey quiz. We are going to make Travis and Mino and Samuel
play hockey
Jeopardy.
Oh, I thought you were going to say play hockey.
I know.
Can we play hockey instead?
Yeah.
Do we have
on ice? I've never played ice hockey.
Budget?
I want to.
Yeah. Unfortunately,
we've got a couple play-by-play guys here to call the game for you.
Unfortunately, you've never been on ice.
Yeah.
I've ice skated when I was like 8 at the Galleria.
I've never
ice got kicked out once.
It's dry dock. They do not have it in the budget for us to go on remote yet.
Yeah. If we can get this going, Bruce and I both play. So we'd be happy, although Bruce is still on the IR, so we're hoping to get him. We're hoping to get him skating eventually. So maybe this is a future plan, is to get you guys out there. And
I'm down.
Yeah, I'd love to. I haven't since around the holidays. Things get busy, but I usually play once or twice a week. So
really?
Yeah.
Have you ever gotten into a fight? I guess I should save that for the minor league hockey segment.
I won't answer that yet.
I got into a fight with a coach on a bus after several beers one night.
Perfect.
Nice. Oh, yeah.
That's also, speaking of, let's give a quick rundown
of our
show.
I'm not drinking with Bruce ever.
We'll punch you.
He jumped me. Now, it was, I was,
you do
I was,
realize you
I
have the age
that's
advantage
true.
Here.
That's by true.
And you don't,
so I don't want to fight anybody.
And you don't have diverticulitis.
You might give it to me.
Coming up at 12:50 today, we are going to do Tales from Minor League Hockey. And you guys can pepper us with questions. Bruce and I both started our broadcasting lives, well, at least our sports broadcasting lives in that regard.
I started at Channel 8 way back in the 80s.
But sports, right. For me,
it was sports.
For me, I actually started in minor league baseball, but that was for one season, then I got into hockey. So we'll get into that.
Now, I broke in with the great George Reba at Channel 8 Sports back in the early 80s. So that was actually the launch. And then I left a job in a top 10 TV market because I thought riding the bus would be cool.
See, once again, Bruce is trying to spoil our segment before we get to it, but that's okay.
It's a tease. It's a tease.
It is.
I didn't give anything away.
Only show four.
We
right?
have a lot of football today because it is a football type weekend. We're going to talk a little bit more about Cowboys Giants coming up this Sunday. We have the NFL Week 17 playoff hunt. That'll be a fun segment for us to talk about. There are some wild things that can happen between three or four teams in each conference, and we're really looking forward to Travis's second effort in the 150 current events.
Oh yeah, the 150 current events.
Right, so that'll be fun. Covered. And then, of course, we will talk Stars hockey. Julie gets to chime in as well because we saw quite an effort, a franchise record effort last night. And then I want everybody to rack your brains because at 2:30, and you guys included, we will do our best movies we've watched in 2018. And it's your best, the ones you enjoyed the most. It's not which one do you think is going to win the Oscar, yeah. Unless it's one you've seen and you liked it. But this is just our way of talking movies in a fun way of what we like. So go through your mental Rolodex of what you've watched.
There will be no mention of Daniel Day-Lewis in that segment, by the way.
Says who?
Did you like a movie he was in?
I do like movies that he's in. No, have I watched them this year? Maybe not.
Yeah, I sat through the Phantom Thread the other night because it got all these great reviews, like 93%.
So you're going to get the mention out now so you don't have to say it.
It sucked. I'm sorry. It sucked. Just because he's in it doesn't mean it's all the artsy people going, oh, Daniel Day-Lewis, it must be spectacular. No, it sucked. These people can be in sucky movies. You're allowed to say it. And now I have.
All right. So there you have it. Barbs everywhere.
Hot. Sports. Opinions.
I'm still shaking a little bit from our open. It was just unexpected. I knew you were going to do something, but I didn't think that vocal performances were... I thought it was going to be a produced sort of thing, and this was way bigger than that. So, Mino, everybody. Yeah. Mino.
I did a Christmas song for Bob and Dan, and it just kind of had me in the mood to do another one before the end of the year.
I think once you get over the nervous hump of doing one on live radio the first time, you get a little more comfortable and relaxed to do it again.
Right? Well, that's the last one I'm going to do.
Yes, and I can confirm Mino had the same little jig for both songs that he sang on the radio. It's the same
one. It's a live performance.
Stay in your lane and keep it a certain...
I liked it.
Mm-hmm.
I think there'll be another one, but that, you know...
That's it.
By the way, we have people that say they have Last Resort do stuck in their head now.
Of course. Right. That's why that song was created.
I'm singing it. The whole point of that song... just to be stuck in your head until you die.
And it worked.
And we have Houston, who is one of our big Stars followers.
Huey!
Is willing to pay the stick and puck fees for you guys to get on the ice.
Huey invited me to go play hockey like 3 months ago.
I believe it. He is an avid hockey player himself. So there you go, guys. I mean, what a show we have coming up for you today.